Okay, so thank you for that. Let's talk about your football career or away from MSU. So why did you decide to leave MSU early?
I saw an opportunity in front of me, and at the time, I mean, I didn't have many classes left to take, and I saw a once in a lifetime opportunity ahead of me. A lot of people don't have that chance to go play in the NFL, and that's been my lifelong dream to go play in the NFL. And I saw the opportunity ahead of me, and I felt like in order for me to be fully prepared, I trained and I left to go train in Florida. You don't have to do that. And I'll tell guys this now, you don't have to go and leave to a whole nother state to go train. That was just my decision. That was my decision at the time. And I felt like that was the best decision for me to go do that. So, I saw a lifelong opportunity in front of me. So, I just jumped and I took it. Sometimes you got to take chances. So that's exactly what I did.
Because you left early, you didn't receive your degree. Do you plan on going back to get that degree?
Oh, of course. I've played for two NFL teams. I was with a Canadian team recently. So anytime I'm in between teams, I'm always back up in Michigan State, trying to take those classes and finish my degree. All my coaches at Michigan State, since I went there and even after, they've always stressed, like, you need your degree. Like, you got to finish. Like, you got to finish. Anytime I go back to visit Michigan State, I run into my academic advisor, or if I run into Coach D, if I run into my defensive back coach, Coach Barnett, any coach, really, they're always stressing, like, hey, you're getting your degree, you're taking classes. It's like, you're on your way to finishing. That's all I'm hearing. So, I know they're supporting me in that, and I plan on doing that.
Do you regret the decision to leave early?
Not at all. If I was to do it again, I'd definitely do it the exact same way. Not many things that I do in my life I regret. So, I mean, I know I'm going to eventually finish that degree. So, I mean, you have people, they don't get a degree until they're like in their 30s, 40s. So, I feel like I'm gonna finish soon, and I'm blessed to even be in that spot to even be able to have a college degree. So I'm just happy about the fact that I'm gonna be able to finish.
You signed with the Cincinnati Bengals in 2014, but you were released. Why
Yes.
were you released?
Excuse me.
Why were you released from the Bengals?
When in that business, sometimes you just never. There's certain things you're not gonna know. You can't keep thinking about it too much. You can't hold it over their head. You can't be mad about it. They make their decision, and the NFL is a business. It's not like college, or definitely not like high school. You don't have to play certain people. Certain people just not going to make it. Sometimes you're a good player, you just don't fit in their system, and maybe you're in the wrong place at the right or wrong place at the wrong time, and just the timing didn't match up probably. You just never know. That's their decision. And the only thing I was worried about is just playing. And that's all you can do. Just play to your fullest potential. That's what I did. I've always been the same type of player. So I'm not mad about my performance when I was there at all. So you can't think about it too much. So I don't.
After you were released, you went back home and worked at UPS. How did that affect you?
How did it affect me? Hello?
Yes. How did that affect you having to go back home and working at
It's kind of
UPS?
a big jump from, you playing in front of thousands of people into, you play in front of thousands of people, everybody knowing you. Just people patting you on the back all the time and seeing big smiles in your face. Everybody like, oh, good job, this and that. And then you go to working in a factory, getting paid almost minimum because UPS, you're basically, when I was at UPS at least, I was removing packages off of trucks or something like that. And it's just a big jump. Like, you first you're used to the glory and the fame, and then all of a sudden you're in a factory and you're basically a nobody. And I mean, it kind of does do something to your self-esteem a little bit. Like, You know, you're not walking around with your shoulders all high and your head all up. You kind of like, you face reality a little bit. You like, man, this is real life. And it kind of, it's a shock. It's kind of a slap to the face. But that's real. That's reality. That's real life. I always tell everybody, football, it teaches you a lot, but at the same time, it's not exactly reality. It's not exactly the real world. So when a lot of people are done playing, they're gonna have a rude awakening, and it's kind of tough to adjust. But you know, after a while, you adapt to, you know, balancing things out. And you know, I balance that. I balance working, and I balance still training and staying in shape for, you know, maybe my next opportunity, waiting to see if I get picked up by another team. And I eventually did when got picked up by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Would you say that that was a humbling experience, going from being this huge MSU football star to working at UPS?
Yeah, it was very humbling. That's probably the most humbling thing I've experienced in my life. You know, I've been playing football since I was in second grade. Like, and I was always the star player on the team. So I never in my life did I think that I would go a whole few months without playing football. Like, never. I always thought I basically, like, when you're a kid, you think you can play forever. But as you get older, you start realizing, like, your body's not going to be able to take all that. Obviously, you're not going to be able to play forever. And maybe you're not done playing just because your body can't make it anymore. Maybe it's my situation, maybe because of the fact that you're not on the team right now. You know, there's no team out there right now that fits you. So you have to have that second plan. And I have that second plan right now. But you always have to think, like, what do I want to do after I'm done playing? Because everybody knows you can't play forever. Like, it's just not going to happen. You can play for a long time. You can keep stretching it out as long as you want to. But football is a hard game. It's aggressive. And eventually, it's going to wear down on your body. And so you're going to have to give it up eventually. And some people are sooner than others. But, I mean, I've adapted to it, you know, still working out and stuff. So, yeah.
Speaking of an aggressive game, the Steelers signed you in 2015 after working at mm-hmm. UPS. But you did get injured and were cut. So what was that injury, and how did being released for a second time feel? Like, what was going through your head?
When I was in Pittsburgh, it was actually I was doing very well. It was actually a hamstring injury, something really small. That's another thing with football. Like, you never know when the injuries are going to come. You can't control that. That's something you can't control. And, you know, all you do is try to control the controllable things. And everything else is just going to work out how it's supposed to. You know, after that, what did I do after that? Once again, went back home, and I was working for a moving company. So it was another humbling experience. You know, I've been humble so many times. So I was already a humble person, but even now, like, I respect those people that work in those kind of jobs in those warehouses, and, you know, work those 10-hour days every day, man. Like, I can't even explain, like, how much I respect those people, because, you know, I've seen both sides of it now. I've seen both sides of it. And so, you know, how much they grind a day is basically the same type of thing I would do in football. So, you know, like I said again, like, you adapt and you keep moving. Like, you adapt, keep moving, and you stay ready for your next opportunity. Like, if you really love what you're doing, if you really want to keep trying to play, because I'm only 25 right now, and when I was with the Steelers, I was 23 then. So if you really like what you're doing and want to keep trying at it, you stay prepared. So, I mean, that's what I'm doing right now.
You obviously have had a tough journey, but you seem really positive, like you have a really good head on your shoulders. So why do you keep trying to play, and what keeps you motivated?
Like I said before, I love the game. Like, I love playing football. I mean, I put a lot into it.
So, Isaiah, what are you currently doing? Are you still trying to play? Are you working? Are you back home right now? Are you somewhere else?
Right now, I'm currently back at home in Indiana. I currently train players, high school players, just give them a little bit of my knowledge, keep them on track, give them a little bit of motivation that, their dream is, their dream is still intact. They still got everything they ever want is still in reach, and just to work hard for it, and stay motivated, stay positive. So that's what I do.
Are you still hoping to play one day?
No doubt about it. If my time comes, I'm always ready. So I'm always working out. I'm always running, doing what I can to stay prepared for my next opportunity. Like I've said before, I've been through this process before. I've been through it twice already. Now this is my third time going through it. And so it's nothing new to me. I know how to do it already. I know what steps to take, what to do to be ready for my next chance. So, I believe it too. I believe it's gonna come back around, no doubt about it. It's just only a matter of time. If it never does come back around, I'm fine with it. I've played my days and I have fun doing it. Like, that was a blessing for me to even be able to do the things and see the things that I've done and go the places I've been. If I would have never played in the first place, I don't think I would ever experience those type of things. So, I'm real grateful for what I've been through already. And, if God decides to take me, to a farther journey and take me farther in my career in football, fine. That's great. That's what I wanted to do in the first place.
Or just final thoughts. Do you have anything that you would like to say or let Spartan Nation know?
I would like to thank Spartan Nation for, my 4 years there. It was great. Wouldn't have wanted to go to any other school. That was the best school I could have chose. Second off, I would say to some of the players now, I would just say, just be cherish those college moments. Cherish those moments, man, and don't take it for granted. Because when it's gone, it's gone. Like, you can come back and visit and try to talk to some of the former players, but it's just after your time there is done playing, it's just not the same. Like, it's not the same going back up there, and it's just crazy. So you just gotta cherish those moments and live it to the fullest and do the right things and don't take things for granted. That's basically all I would tell them.
What would you say to the young players on this current team, not related to the investigation? What would you tell them about being and going through this tough time?
I'll just say, if you really want to do it, then keep betting that. That's life. Like, that's what I said before. The football teaches you about life. Like, you're gonna struggle. It's gonna be a roller coaster. Your emotions gonna go up and down. Ain't nothing gonna be smooth. If your life is just going smooth without nothing happening, then you probably ain't doing much. You're probably doing nothing. Like, if you're actually trying to do something, then things are not always gonna go smooth. So, I just tell them, like, just know that if you're trying to do something important, if you really care about it, you'll stay persistent in it, and you'll keep trying and keep trying. That's how successful people end up successful, because they fail more than they succeeded. That's the journey through life. You're gonna fail more than you succeed. I'll tell them right off the bat. And so, if you're able to endure all the pain and, the failures, your reward will be so much greater. And so I would just tell them, just stay persistent and keep going.
Thank you so much for calling in today, Isaiah. You've been amazing, and we truly
Thank y'all very
appreciate you
much for
being on the
calling me.
show. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.